Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
All right, good morning, everybody. It is another day in this great nation we call America. Greatest nation on the face of the earth, don't you think? I do. So, are you willing to die for your conviction about not Trump, but rather your conviction about the shot? Are you willing to die for that? Huh? What? Yeah. Got some interesting emails. This is based on a story in Breitbart, and it follows in very nicely with some emails here about Kate and the quote unquote permanent mask rule we talked about yesterday. One in which I think they have to backpedal from that thing so fast. Now, what I will bet you is that the political consultants, and I, you know, make myself into that category because I do some political consulting on the side, but I will tell you that if I were Kate Brown and the Democrats' consultants, I'd be polling this issue a lot. Because I think they would figure it out in a heartbeat. But this issue is not popular. And that any Democrat who pushes this issue is gonna be facing huge opposition from people who would normally vote for them, or people for the first time are waking up. You know, a lot of these parents, again, who don't want their kids to have to wear a mask at school, don't want their kids to have to be vaccinated. They are the woke ones that are, you know, many of them for the first time have never been involved in politics. Heck, they don't even vote. Not even registered to vote, even though this day and age you kind of have to because of motor voter. So are you willing, and I mean this, are you willing to die because you want freedom? This story in Breitbart starts with a headline, and it's by John Nolte, and he's one of their writers, and he's a lawyer, and he's a very conservative guy. But the headline is coronavirus death rate in Trump counties is many times higher than Biden counties. And we'll explore that and talk a little bit about that. Also, what did you think of the what has made national news? Channel 2 out of Portland did a story on this called "Staff Shortages Are Cited as the Reason Portland Police Responded Only to High Priority Calls." So that attempted carjacking on Interstate 5 and the shooting and the killing of the suspect. In fact, a suspect shot someone who was trying to steal their car. Good for them. Now, let's hope that the social justice warrior, since this occurred, I believe in Multnomah County. Let's hope that the social justice warrior might catch and release Schmidt, you know, the guy that turned loose 8,892 violent rioters, refused to prosecute him. Let's hope that he doesn't go after the guy defending his life with a gun and shooting the suspect. Anyway, the national story is the fact that Portland police puts out this tweet. Due to critical incidents happening today, Portland Police Bureau staffing shortage Officers are responding to priority one and two calls right now, and response times may be delayed for certain calls. Why would you say that? Wouldn't that just be like an open invitation to the bad guys to go do anything else they wanted because they know the cops aren't going to get called that day at that time? This is dumb beyond dumb. Also, Lane County Democrats pick a redistricting map that is drawn by their campaign consultant. This is the Lane County Commission. Chose a redistricting map for their commission that by a 3-2 vote, three Democrats against two Republicans, they admitted that their paid political consultant helped draw the map. This is in direct violation of the Oregon Secretary of State's directive. This is a story that's in the Oregon Catalyst. Actually, it was the wake-up call yesterday on 11:20 a.m., which is the used to be the Rush station down here. It's a good station in Eugene. So here's what the redistricting directive, if you will, says. Quote, no district shall be drawn for the purpose of favoring any political party, incumbent, elected official, or other person, unquote. This map distinctly favors those people. No, Dale, if I said that, I misspoke. The carjacking victim apparently shot somebody trying to steal their car. That was the initial call at 10 a.m. And the next sentence was one of several carjacking attempts on Interstate 5. Officers shot and killed the suspect. So maybe I misspoke if I did. But I'm saying to you, or maybe Dale is ahead of me, and he is saying the person defending their life is now the suspect. Well, in Mike Schmidt's world, yeah. He is. You are. You defend yourself with a gun in Multnomah County, you run the risk of Multnomah County coming after you. Now, maybe with the Kyle Rittenhouse. By the way, have you seen the Kyle Rittenhouse? LeBron James? Where is that story here? Kyle Rittenhouse responds to LeBron James' tweet. F you, Kyle. You know, I'm not a fan of LeBron James anymore. I think he's going to get exactly what he deserves in the end. By the way, do you also see, how do you like it? You're an American who has ostensibly a figurehead president and by the name of Joe Biden, who I don't consider to be the legitimate president of this country in any way, shape, or form, who is being openly mocked by the Chinese about, Joe's half measure boycotting the Chinese Olympics. Quote, they said, you're not invited and not welcome, Mr. Biden. Hope you live long enough to see China boycotting Los Angeles Summer Games in 2028. You know, the Chinese probably wouldn't have said that about Donald Trump, would they? Now, Vladimir Putin, you know, that's massing all these troops on the Ukrainian border, probably wouldn't be doing that under Donald Trump. You would know better, but not under Joe Biden. Oh, and it's not just that Joe Biden's... Somebody asked me about this yesterday. And I just said very clearly, Joe Biden's not going to be hard on China, and he's not going to be hard on Putin. because his son is getting paid likely millions and millions of dollars to make sure that daddy doesn't do anything that hurts Russia or China. You think I'm a little out of line saying that? I doubt it. Anyway, GlaxoSmithKline says its COVID-19 antibody treatment is effective against Omicron. Antibody treatment. Now, that's different than getting the shot. Would you do that? By the way, interesting that a Florida-based hospital system said they're not going to require their 83,000 employees to be vaccinated. This is a private hospital system that is saying because the federal courts are striking down Biden's mandate as likely unconstitutional, they're not going to require their 80. Remember I said, what does this mean for private employers in Oregon? I think it means a lot. Ann writes me an email about this issue. And here's what it is. Hi, Jeff. Okay, Kate Brown is trying to impose a vaccine passport that we will have to show at the door before we can enter stores and et cetera. But Biden says the illegal aliens don't have to get vaccinated. So does that mean that illegal aliens don't have to have the Oregon passport and can go where they please? Great. Since I will never get the poison shot, if and when this goes into effect and there is a person at the door of the grocery store demanding I show my papers, I would just tell them I don't need to because I'm an illegal alien. And if they say you don't look like an illegal alien, I will call them a racist, the magic word, and then I will waltz into the store without a mask. I wonder just how insane this is really going to get. Boy, isn't that the truth. So if you walk into it, let's say even voluntary, apparently there are some restaurants and businesses now in Oregon that are asking you to show your vaccination card. You could do this today. You can say, I don't need to because the illegal aliens are not required to. And then if they say, well, you don't look like an illegal alien or you can't come in, you just say, you're being racist. How do you know I'm not an illegal alien? You're racist. And I'm going to go complain to the store manager. You're making a racist comment to me right now. Yeah, you wonder how crazy this is going to get? That's it. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Freddie, hang on. I'll get to you on the other side of the break. I want to hear what you have to say. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Folks, you want pain relief the natural way without using drugs? Try CBD and try this new butter balm from ProBioscience. And if you go online and buy online, use the discount code GIFT during the month of December. You get 15% off. It's pro-bioscience.com. Pro-bioscience.com. 620. We'll be right back with Freddie and your phone calls on all this stuff.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. There's a headline right now I'm watching on Fox Business. South Korea to penalize unvaccinated teenagers. Really? Corby writes an email. Who didn't see this coming? The InfoWars story. It's about Portland police telling their woke city crime victims, you're on your own. It's a story we talked about. Freddie, good morning. How are you? What do you have to say today on today's topics?
Good morning, Jeff. Over the weekend, I listened to Dr. Ben Carson, who was under Trump's, I think, housing department.
Yep.
And he said there's an area in Africa where the people are so poor they can't get the coronavirus shot, but they take malaria pills. But when I was in, and they don't have coronavirus. But when I was in Vietnam, we had to take malaria pills every day, a little white pill every day, and on Thursday we had to take the orange pill. And when I got discharged, the Army gave me another supply to last a whole year. So I took that malaria pill for 2 years. You know, I've never got that, any of that coronavirus. I wonder if my system is full of that malaria pill that makes me immune to any of that.
You know, that's a very interesting thing to contemplate. I don't know, Freddie, if they have a test for that. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me that they did. By the way, there's a companion story to what you're talking about on the Liberty Daily. Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA, said more than 500,000 lives could have been saved if Fauci didn't trash early treatments for COVID, like malaria, hydroxychloroquine, and others. Freddie, I'm going to tell you that my mom got a cold this last week. We started taking ivermectin every other day. Okay. She's totally over her cold in 5 days now. It blew me away how fast she got over her cold. I never did get sick. I'm telling you, what you are asking is a valid question. You wonder, citing this story in Africa, makes you wonder, doesn't it? Maybe your system develops its own ability to resist using some of these long-tried drugs.
I think so. I mean, I was surprised when I heard him say that. And I was thinking, wait a minute. You know, they gave us those malaria pills every day. We had to take them. And the big orange one on Thursday, which then you ran to the restroom. And then when I got discharged, getting a whole supply for a year. And mosquitoes don't even land them. And never have. And I've never gotten the flu. So I'm just wondering if I'm totally immune to all that.
No, that's very interesting. You're saying you've never gotten the flu?
No, I never got the flu. No.
Wow. Wow. Well, first of all, good for you. But it does kind of make you wonder, doesn't it?
Well, it does.
Have other Vietnam veterans out there and you had to take those pills like Freddie, I'm just wondering, do you think the same thing? Do you have the same resistance to these things? That's very interesting. By the way, there's another story, Freddie, here. The neocon Washington Post editor who trashed anti-vaxxers dies of sudden cardiac arrest. There's another story here in, by the way, Arizona workers that work for the city of Phoenix, where the mayor has mandated vaccines. They're holding a big march today, December 7th, at the Arizona State Capitol against it. Only 25% of the police and fire of the city of Phoenix have been, quote unquote, vaccinated so far. But there's another story, Freddie, about this. Where is that here? I just saw it. Oh, nearly 300 athletes worldwide have collapsed or suffered cardiac arrest after taking COVID-19 vaccines this year. Many of them have died. Gee, wouldn't it be nice if that was reported? But all what we hear is it's safe and it's effective. And they've even gotten John Nolte to write this story. And Freddie, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate that. That's a great story. It's a great question to ponder. About the coronavirus death rate in Trump counties is many times higher than in Biden counties. And it is supposedly because there's this resistance to getting the shot in the Trump counties. Could it have something to do with the fact that and he admits it in the article, that, and this is an NPR article, that the age of the people in these Trump counties is significantly higher than the average age of the Biden counties. But he got the shot. He says it works. There's no question. You can't question it anymore. It works. Then he says, well, it might not work as originally advertised. We were led to believe it would stop the spread. It doesn't. It only reduces the spread. But that, the vaccine reduces your chances of becoming infected and then reduces the symptoms once you are, well, that is indisputable. Well, let me ask you this, John, or any of the rest of you out there, is hydroxychloroquine, like Freddie just said, does that keep you from getting sick without a shot that apparently has really negative consequences, even though Nolte poo-poos that in this article on Breitbart? Or how about ivermectin that my mom and I just took a regimen over 4 doses of ivermectin every other day for 4 days in a row. Now we'll back off. Folks, her cold is completely gone, including her cough. It blew me away. Never seen that. But Nolte says you should get the shot because it's safe and effective. Why would you have to when you could use ivermectin? There's no question that it works, because it's been used for 50 years on human beings. Or hydroxychloroquine, which has been used for 70 years on human beings. Why would you need the shot? That has to do with tyranny, doesn't it? It's 6:30. What do you think? Are you willing to die because you stand up for saying, no, I'm not going to get the shot?
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. If you are just joining us for Political Coffee, the show where we talk about the political issues of the day, you know, hopefully in a way that helps you use them to change your world, having meaningful conversations with the people who are, in fact, persuadable in your world. Got a text message from Dale about a couple of things. About, you know, the Chinese making fun of Biden. Because Biden says, well, we're going to sort of boycott the Chinese Olympics this summer. They say, hey, you're not welcome here, and we can't wait to boycott your Olympics in 2028. Anyway, my point was that wouldn't have happened under Trump. Dale writes, Putin and Xi were taking notes when Trump was obliterating ISIS. Americans may have forgotten this little factoid. And then he writes, Biden resumes remain in Mexico, Trump's policy, right? They see the writing on the wall and are attempting to stop the November 2022 wipeout. Yes, they do. They see it. And my prediction is a lot of other people see it. I don't think they can stop it. So we're talking about, are you willing to be one of these Americans in a Trump county, the voter for Trump, according to this Breitbart story, that has a much higher death rate, 6 times higher, 5.5 times higher. The reddest counties saw a death rate 5.5 times higher than the bluest counties. So if you refuse to get the shot. You are opening yourself up for death, according to this story. My point is, that's your choice. America's about freedom. It's not about this, like this Illinois lawmaker, as reported in Fox 26 out of Houston. This Democrat Illinois lawmaker in the state of Illinois has introduced a bill to make Illinois residents who refuse to get vaccinated pay their own COVID-19 hospital bill. Not only is that unconstitutional, but, man, you want to talk about open the door for continuing to move people away from the left and to the right? That's one of the ways of doing it. Mandate that you have to get vaccinated. And if you, you know, you do it through the back door, and this is how they do it. Well, you know, you have the freedom to not get vaccinated under this Democrat lawmaker's idea in Illinois. But guess what? Your insurance company doesn't have to pay the bill. The state doesn't have to pay the bill. You get to pay the bill. So let's say you're a poor homeless person, or let's say you're a poor illegal alien who's just arrived in America because you waltzed across the southern border and you got transported at taxpayer expense to, say, Chicago to work in a Mexican restaurant, you know, that the cartels arranged to work off your, to work for years, to work off your $6,000 or $10,000 it cost you to come across the southern border. Let's say you don't want to get vaccinated, or you didn't even know you had to get vaccinated, or nobody says you have to. And you go to the hospital and you have COVID. You now get to pay your hospital bill? Is that how this works? Got an email from, and by the way, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Got a great email. If you want to send me an email, I'll do my best to read it on the air. It's Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. I'll share this email in a momento. But of course, I need to share with you that there is this great product that you hear me talk about from Pfeiffer Roofing. It's called Roof Max. They spray it on your asphalt shingle roof that's, you know, kind of maybe getting towards the end of its life. It's a soybean-based product. It's all natural. If you're not putting dangerous chemicals that are going to kill you and your kids and your pets by what they're spraying on the roof, it's all natural. What it does is it soaks into your asphalt shingle roof. It permeates the very pores of your roof, and it gives it new life for more years. And most importantly, it's done at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. They've got a great video about this and all the benefits of Roof Max, which, by the way, you can only get from Pfeiffer Roofing here in Salem. Second generation, family owned, been here since 1978. You can only get it from them. You can watch the video if you go to their website, pfeifferroofing.com. I'll spell it P-F-E-I-F-E-R. P-F-E-I-F-E-R roofing.com, or call them for a free estimate. If your roof is a good candidate, 503-647-4725. 503-647-4725. Here's this not to be named state workers email. If masks are catching COVID germs, why aren't they being collected and disposed of in a safe manner? Beautiful question, my comment. This person continues. Why aren't we all given N95 masks to wear? When the unvaccinated workers, state workers, in some agencies are given N95 masks. That's another good question. And why don't they prove that the masks work? Why don't they test the masks? Now, I have not heard this. This is really good. Test the mask. Find if COVID is collected in the mask fiber. Start with schools and then with businesses. Should be an easy test, wiping the testing swab across the mask. Thousands should request a mask test. Flood the system with mask tests to prove they work and provide statistics for the general population wearing masks, not those sick with COVID, which should all be home and isolated. You know, that's just too much great common sense in all of those questions. Why aren't we testing the mask? I mean, if masks work, like Kate says they do, and that the science supports it, why don't you prove it with a test? Because the mask should capture the COVID-19 molecule, right? If the mask works. I'm laughing because you know that every study shows that the average mask that you put on your face, which isn't even an N95, doesn't stop the microbes. So therefore, testing the mask would show negative, that it doesn't. Testing an N95 mask, like I wear around the farm, you know, when I'm blowing a farm equipment off so I don't fill my lungs full of dust. The studies show the N95 mask doesn't work. I think we ought to test all the masks. But then again, that would be scientific proof, and then Kate might have to rescind her permanent mask rule. She wouldn't want to do that, would she now? Got an email from one of our listeners saying about your ivermectin use. I used the liquid, and I'm going to say it on the air because it's what my one of my field consultants, I do business with a number of agricultural companies, and one of them got sick with COVID and used ivermectin and got over it very quickly. Got to use it in the first 24 to 48 hours, folks. That's been proven over and over again. Same with hydroxychloroquine. Use it quickly. Anyway, I used the liquid form for cattle and swine. It is the 1% solution. I use the same recommendation of 1 milliliter per 110 pounds of body weight. Okay? That's what I used. It's what my mom used. And this is the injectable form, so you don't inject it, folks. Do not inject it. We just pulled it out of the container with a syringe to the appropriate amount and just put it in water. You can put it in juice. You can put it in your coffee, whatever. That's all we do. We just drink it down. It has a very, very slight sweet taste. That's all. So there are several brands of ivermectin that are 1% injectable solution. You can find them at most of the farm stores. Okay, some of them have, they are behind a locked case and you have to ask somebody to show you that, but most of them aren't. I want to remind you, Freedom Heating and Air is this great company that is based in Salem also, who really does believe in freedom. But they're really good at what they do. If your heating, air conditioning system is not keeping up, you should call 503-580-1456. 580-1456. They'll get out there right away and they'll fix it for you. Freedom Heating and Air. FreedomHeatingandAir.com. Back in a moment at 640.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Oh, I gotta love the creativity of some of our listeners. Listen to this. Got an email from David about, you know, the mask. Yesterday we were talking about that, and I've got some interesting follow-up from yesterday's question. It was from one of our listeners on the air who asked, could we have a list of businesses that don't require a mask? We've gotten some pushback on that, and not entirely wrong, and I'll get to that in a moment. But here's what David writes about the mask. When I enter stores without my mask, which I never wear, I am confronted, I tell them I have TMCS. Usually the employee recoils and says, oh, a medical condition, and leaves me alone. TMCS is the acronym for too much common sense. Oh, and then Dwight sent me, folks, I don't know if you saw this story. Channel 2 did a story. It said, Jeff, this article is so embarrassing. I thought I would share it. It looks as though things are getting worse, not better. What do you think? Oregon, here's the story. Oregon confirms bad checks sent to renters and landlords. The state of Oregon writing bad checks. Yeah, nobody will get fired for that. Jen Jacobson runs Beloved Cheesecakes in Silverton. She sent me an email specifically saying, we have been and continue to be a freedom-loving business. We have never worn masks and have never required our customers to. There is a sign on our door, and she sent it. She sent me a picture of it. It says, Beloved, we are a constitutionally compliant business. We respect everyone's right to choice. We respect freedom of choice. Our servicemen and women didn't fight for nothing. We accept you maskless or mask. We accept you unvaxxed or vaxxed. We accept your left or right or none of the above. We accept you black, brown, white, olive, or whatever skin tone you are. We accept your religious or non-religious. We accept you male or female or however you self-identify yourself. We accept you young or old or in between. Beloved Cheesecakes exist because everyone deserves to be loved. We just happen to show our love through cheesecakes. So enter at your own risk. Well done, Jen. Well done. Now, we did get some pushback on creating the list. Okay. That, you know, and I thought that was an interesting. Oh, by the way, thanks, Marianne, for going to our podcast page at KSLM.news, where you can listen to the Political Coffee podcast and you can send me an email through that. Marianne writes, choose to follow science about masks. Research shows masks are not significant in deterring the spread of COVID-19. Choose to follow science instead of political science. Yes, well said. Anyway, we did get some pushback from a number of people thinking it's not a good idea to give Kate Brown a target to shoot at. In terms of businesses that are telling everyone they aren't requiring the mask, or for that matter, the shot. So, you know, fair enough. You know, a number of you have sent that your belief that that's probably not a good idea. All right. Well, fair enough. I accept that as a reasonable precaution in this time frame. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. If you want to make a call in the last 3 minutes of the show, I got a couple of other great emails, but also want to remind you that Eric Azar Righteous Renovation is, in fact, a contractor who you can trust to do a really great job the way you want it to do, even if it's kind of a disruptive thing in your home, like, for instance, if you're doing a bathroom or a kitchen remodel. And if you've ever done one of those, you know how disruptive they can be, especially if you've done it yourself and it takes a while. I know, I did it, folks. Eric Azar Righteous Renovations, they know that. They come into your home, they do a great job quickly because they know it can be so disruptive. Check out some of the great before and after photos and, frankly, their customer comments, very satisfied customer comments, at RighteousRenovations.com, RighteousRenovations.com. By the way, Gateway Pundit has another story. In Massachusetts, somebody has opened the Let's Go Brandon store. Somebody ought to do that here, don't you think, in Oregon? But it ought to go Let's Go Brandon / Kate store, don't you think? Lee writes me an email, call it what you want. When you take the time to research all sides of the issue like I have, you just might have a different opinion about what's really behind the shot. This is so similar to Pokemon marketing. Got to get them now. Got to get them all. Which the child's game is a bridge to several other corrupted games. So what do you think this bridge of COVID mandates gets the shot leads to? Pandemic, really? Look up the definition of it in 1970s or older. Much more deaths. And speaking of the deaths, there are many other factors that have led to the last 2 years of COVID deaths. All these facts can be found with a little research. With a 99% survival rate, yep, I will eat right, sleep right, and exercise to help my God-designed immune system to fight the crud. Is that stupid or cautious? You can only make that decision if you have researched all the sides of the argument. Julie loves Jen's key lime cheesecake, by the way. Got to go to Jerry. Jerry, you got like a minute and a half. Go.
Hey, go Hurricanes.
Yeah. By the way, thank you to another unnamed state employee. Folks, let's not forget what today is, December 7th.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, quite a day for the Oregon Ducks. I mean, bad weekend at down in the championship, and then lose the coach the next day. So, Cape Canaveral for coaches, I guess.
It was bound to happen. How could Mario turn that down? Come on.
Well, my opinion, they overpaid. He's not the best coach in the Pac-12. Whatever. They got the guy they wanted.
Who did the
but boy, they paid through the nose for him.
Who do the Ducks get now?
I don't think it really matters. We've won 8 championships since 2000 with 4 different coaches. It's not necessarily the coach. A lot of it is Autzen Stadium is a madhouse. There's very few places like Eugene. And people are just rabid down there. The people that are not from Eugene don't understand Eugene. It's a rabid place when it comes to sports. It's the only sport.
You're right.
They have.
You're right. I've been there.
I want to correct one quick thing on ivermectin. It does work later. You want to get on it as early as possible, but it will work no matter when you start it.
Thank you, Jerry. See you tomorrow, folks.
Yes. Bye.